This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Meredith Turk. Federal health investigators have confirmed that ticks carry a new virus that sickened two Missouri men. Scientists from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention are calling the new disease the Heartland virus. There are no treatments for the virus, which causes low white blood cell counts, fever, chills, diarrhea, and other symptoms. A Missouri State Appeals Court has ruled that a jury should decide whether a former subsidiary of Monsanto that manufactured toxic chemicals is responsible for illnesses caused by the widespread use of those chemicals in everyday products. Rachel Lippman reports on today's ruling.
Monsanto manufactured 99% of the PCBs found in the world. High concentrations of the chemicals can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The case is one of several filed by cancer patients and their relatives, alleging the company knew about the risks and should not have put PCB in products like road paint, where they could easily get into the environment. Steve Jensen is the attorney for the plaintiffs in all 11 cases. He says getting it in front of a jury sends an important message to chemical makers.
You've got to pay attention to how you're going to market that chemical, how you're going to prevent it from becoming an environmental contaminant, and what kind of harm it's capable of causing.
Representatives for Pfizer, which now owns Monsanto's chemical business, did not immediately return calls for comment. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was in farm country yesterday, continuing to push Congress to send a farm bill to President Obama's desk. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports from Ames, Iowa.
At a summit in Ames, sponsored by the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, Vilsack repeated a common refrain, that the bill encompasses food, farm, and jobs policies and affects many more Americans than just farmers and recipients of nutrition assistance. And he wants Congress to make long-term decisions now rather than ending up with another one-year extension.
Honestly, an extension removes any impetus for getting a farm bill done.
Plus, Vilsack says writing the bill isn't going to get easier.
And the challenge and the risk of not getting it done this year is that you're not likely to get it done in an election year, as we saw in 2012. And then if you don't get it done in that election year, then you have a new Congress.
But with the August congressional recess looming, Vilsack says time appears to be running out. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Cooper County Memorial Hospital in Boonville is in trouble. It lost more than $1 million last year and it has been running a deficit since 2007. Auditors say it will probably have to close within 12 months if the situation does not change. Alan Waldo is CEO of the hospital.
We're to the point right now where we're at least beginning to analyze who may be out there that might be a good partnership or a good combination for us. I think our goal as a board and administration is to remain as independent as possible. So that we can always keep local healthcare local.
Cooper County Hospital has seen a drastic reduction in its acute care admissions, from more than 800 in 2005 to just 200 last year. Governor Jay Nixon continues his attack against House Bill 253, a measure he vetoed in June. Scott Harvey has more about this possible overturn.
The bill, which gradually reduces the tax rates for individuals and corporations, will eliminate the current sales tax exemption on prescription drugs, Nixon says. And while the governor understands that the provision may have been an accident, he does not plan to call a special session to correct the error.
Why should Missourians have to pay to send legislators back to work overtime for a mistake when all they have to do is not override me, and then we can worry about that next January?
The prescription drug exemption is one of many arguments Nixon has made against the bill. On Monday, his office released a breakdown of decreased school district funding levels if the bill becomes law. House Speaker Tim Jones says the governor is using scare tactics in an attempt to prevent the veto override. I'm Scott Harvey.
For KBIA News, I'm Meredith Turk.